Welcome to Canada's Property Management Podcast, your number one resource for investing, managing, and maximizing the value of your real estate assets. And now, here's your hosts, Carla Brown and Adrian Schultz, Canada's rental property experts.
Okay, I'm sorry, let's gain some composure here, Adrian. Listeners, we were just about to jump on and talk about tenant profiles, but Adrian actually wrote down on his piece of paper that we were talking about tuna today. He can't read his own writing.
No, I can't read my own writing. It says tuna plus profile. So, okay,
but this is Canada's Property Management Podcast. So we are not going to talk about tuna. You can have that for lunch if you wish. I might actually. I haven't had tuna for a little while. You probably don't even like tuna. You strike me as a not like tuna person.
No, I do. Weekends, I will routinely do a tuna salad or egg salad sandwiches.
Okay. Good to know. I don't care if
I love the moment of silence there. Like, how do you respond to that kind of a comment?
Exactly. I was kind of shocked. Okay. Tenant profiles. We talk a lot about in the property management world about tenant profiles and make sure that you're targeting through your advertising because you have a property and you can kind of see who's going to be living there. And that's how you need to formulate your advertisement. And that's where you need to think, well, where are those tenants? That's where I need to put that advertisement, right? A lot of people don't understand that there is actually thinking that goes into this. We don't just like upload to various sites or onto Facebook Marketplace and hope that the right tenant comes along. But what is interesting, Adrian, is that tenant profile, there's been a real shift over the last couple years, and people often target to younger generations, right?
All of the marketing is designed to appeal to young. Is it still okay to say yuppies? I was one at once, so I think I'm allowed to say it. But I think that, you know, that 20s, 30s group.
Yeah. And that's who we seem to look at. But we actually are seeing more and more baby boomers entering into the rental market. And this is right across Canada. And obviously, there's like solid reasons on why they'd want to. But I don't think it was super acceptable before. I think that baby boomers were supposed to like stay in their house, maybe downsize to a condo if they wanted to go south for the winter or wanted to have more holiday time. But it wasn't that they would sell their house and then go rent a place, right?
Yeah, but gosh, why not? We're still on a high point of the real estate market. If you're a baby boomer, why not sell your home? You know, go and rent a no-stress residential unit and go travel the world and not have to think about it. I think renting is the most wonderful thing ever. And actually, before I had a family, I rented for a long time and just put my nickels and dimes into a savings account until there was a real point to invest. And that's how investing in real estate started. But I think that renting is the most wonderful thing, especially if you're a baby boomer.
Or baby boomers might have their house paid for. So if their house is paid for, why not hire a company to manage it, rent it out, go rent something else? Now you're actually, is that almost like double dipping into the rental market? I don't know how that would work, but
Yeah, totally. Totally.
How do we word that?
Baby boomers double dipping?
We're going to get a bad rap if we keep this kind of stuff up. Yeah. But like the convenience, right? They don't have the maintenance. They don't have the repairs. They could be hiring somebody to look after the lawn services or renting in a condo where there aren't those lawn services are included in the rent. There's so many advantages for baby boomers who want to lessen some of the things that they've been responsible for so many years.
Yeah. And I think it's also a less crowded place to market your rental property to. If everyone is trying to market a certain demographic, go after the demographic that others are not targeting because you're going to have, you know, more luck there. I would also argue that you can probably achieve higher rents if you include some of the things that Carla has mentioned, which is going to increase your cash flow, which is going to increase your EBITDA on the property, right? And I would also argue that a lot of baby boomers might be very good quality tenants. And I think they're a lot less likely to move. When they move, it will be to assisted living or heaven itself, to the ultimate place, right? So I think they're a wonderful tenant.
I think so. And we talked about this in an earlier episode about the things that you can do to a property to attract tenants. Like we talked a lot about that technology piece, remember, and how we can modernize properties. So if you're going to do all of those things, the way you would advertise that to a baby boomer is going to be different than the way you would advertise that to a younger generation, millennial, Gen Z, Gen X, whatever the case may be, yuppies, as you're calling them. You're kind
those
of
are young urban professionals if you're not old enough to know.
You're lumping them all into one category. So I would say just be cautious on how you're going about it. Stand in that property that you own, visualize who it is that you want to live there, and then write your advertisement and place your advertisement where those people are. Simple.
Yeah. No.
Nothing else? Like
that's
you're
it. At
a loss? No. Okay. All right.
That's real property management.
Thanks for listening to Canada's Property Management Podcast. If you like this episode, please subscribe and give us a rating, which will help us reach more listeners. Until next time, connect with us on social media and online at realpm.ca. Today's episode is brought to you by Century 21 Canada, the gold standard in real estate. Explore listings, find an agent, and get advice at www.c21.ca.